President Mahama gave the directive when he interacted with personnel of the Ghana Armed Forces at Belma Camp in Accra. President Mahama had earlier inspected a newly constructed helipad at a 37 military hospital and some accommodation for personnel of the Ghana Armed Forces. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
This is President Mahama's first interaction with personnel of the Ghana Armed Forces since the beginning of this year. The Commander-in-Chief commended the Ghana Armed Forces for entrenching democracy and making the country proud, both internally and on peacekeeping missions. He said their international recognition is prestigious and unparalleled.
If Ghana is looked up to and appreciated as one of the safest countries in the sub-region, a great part of the compliment for this reputation we enjoy is owed to our armed forces and our security services. And so on behalf of the government and people of Ghana, I wish to say well done, Aiko, thank you very much.
President Mahama announced that a loan facility is being processed to purchase equipment needed on peacekeeping operations for personnel of the Ghana Armed Forces. President Mahama noted that as Ghana's neighbor Nigeria faces attacks from Boko Haram, Ghana must be on guard, and this calls for innovative training for the Ghana Armed Forces and other security services.
Global threats are changing, and as they change, we also must adapt our strategy to ensure that we continue to keep our nation safe. Currently, in the West African sub-region, the rise of Boko Haram in Nigeria is a phenomenon that we need to keep an eye on, and it requires sophistication, it requires training to be able to deal with it. And so we are asking the High Command to outline a strategy for training and preparation in the event that we are confronted with any such threat.
The Minister of Defense, Marco Yongo, said morale is high among personnel and they are determined to work with any government of the day to ensure the security of the country. Early on, the Commander-in-Chief of the Ghana Armed Forces, President John Mahama, inspected a new helipad on the premises of the 37 Military Hospital. The helipad will allow for helicopters carrying emergency cases to land directly on the hospital premises. He also visited the site of a 60-flat accommodation for personnel.
Pascaline Adadevu reporting.